Divine wisdom in me guides me in all my affairs. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with our instant inspiration. Divine wisdom in me guides me in all my affairs. Now, the talk is that we should get up and do something. We should not just sit back and let life pass us by. We should not be reluctant to do things. Put on our overalls, so to speak, you know, put on our work clothes and work. However, here we say divine wisdom in me guides me in all my affairs. Now, sometimes divine wisdom guides us not to do things. And sometimes it guides us to do things. But do we listen, and do we know who we're hearing? Now, inside of us is what's called conscience. And we label conscience as something good because it keeps us in line. It says, now, you shouldn't do that, or you should do this. And so we listen to that conscience, and we think that that's a noble thing to listen to. However, it is not always a good thing to listen to, because conscience sometimes tells us to do things that are not beneficial to us. Conscience tells us that we should go and take our neighbor and help them with something they need help with. And so we go over there and we offer them our help and we help them. And in the process, we do it. Well, now, this was their moment to learn how to do it. And they were struggling with it. And they were struggling to come to an awareness of how to do it. And we went over there with our superior wisdom, our experience that we've had, and we go and say, here's how you do that. And so they don't learn how to do it. They don't learn how to handle it. And we feel very, very elated that we helped them. Well, the next time they need to do it, they can't do it because they hadn't done it themselves. You came along and did it for them. You came along and took away the experience of learning that they were right on the edge of having because you felt so beneficial to your neighbor. We oftentimes do this. We feel that we should do for our neighbors, help our neighbors and help our friends and show them the way. I think that if we could all realize that life is a learning situation, of revealing the divinity that's within us, the genius that's within us. Divine wisdom in me guides me in all my affairs. If we realize that, then instead of doing something for another person, we encourage them to do it right. We encourage them to do it in a direction that's going to be helpful. So, when you're a child, have you ever been a child? Mm-hmm. When you're a child, we used to play a game, remember? Mm-hmm. And it was called Getting Hot. Oh, sure, you pretend you don't know about the game, Getting Hot. When I describe it, you'll know it. So, we play hide and seek. That you know.
Oh.
And when you're playing hide and seek, somebody is trying to find the last person that's hiding. And they're hiding so well, you can't find them. Actually, they're right in front of the other person, and the person can't see them, you know. And so, the rest of the group who have been found, they know where the person's hiding, and so the seeker is walking around looking. You're getting warm, you're getting warm. Now you're getting cold. No, you're getting warm. You're hot, you're real hot. And of course, if the seeker doesn't get too excited, he will pick up the lead and he will do something about it. And it's a funny thing how these things work out. Because a lot of times you feel that you should tell him. Can't you see? He's right in front of you. He's right behind that bush. Can't you see that? Or he's in that box that's sitting there. You know, you've been looking at that box. You've been seeing that box. But you don't realize he's inside. And, of course, that's no fun. That's no fun. Because the guy shouldn't even have hit at all if you're going to all tell on him. The seeker has to find. Now, maybe the seeker will never find. Maybe it's supper time, and everybody has to go in for supper, and the last one out still waits till everybody's gone, then he comes out. Now, everybody else knows he's in that box, but the seeker doesn't know, because it is so obvious. It's so obvious that that's the only place that he could be, that the seeker doesn't believe that that's where he is. Now, the seeker has to come to that awareness within himself. Come to the awareness that, indeed, that's where the person is. They're in the most obvious place. They say if you want to hide your jewels so that the bandits and burglars won't catch it, but why should they ever come in your house in the first place? But so people who shouldn't steal your stuff won't find it. Where do you put it? Out in the open. You don't tuck it underneath your handkerchiefs, and you don't put it underneath your underwear in your drawer. You don't hide it in a vault or a safe or a locked place. And that's the first place they're going to look. And the burglar, he should be smart enough to know that anybody with any brains, or even without brains, is going to leave it out in the open. If you know whatever you have is yours, why should anyone ever steal it? So you just leave it right out in the open. And so you're going down the street, and you notice some naughty boys, and they're stealing bikes. Now, here are a couple of bikes lying on the sidewalk, carelessly left there by their owners. Now, do the boys stealing bikes steal those? No. They go to the locked up place, and they got their clippers, and they clip open the locks or the chain, and they steal those bikes. Now, those bikes are not worth any more than the ones that are lying on the pavement. But the ones that are lying on the pavement, they belong to those guys who laid them there. No one's going to steal their things. No one. Children leave their balls out in the front yard. They leave their tennis balls, they leave their footballs, and they leave their gloves. It's amazing. It's just amazing. We were staying at a mobile park. And in this mobile park, I take a walk whenever I can. And so I'm walking around the perimeter of the park. It's very nice. And as I walked around the perimeter, here was a beautiful catcher's mitt, just laying on the edge of the park. Here was a real nice baseball. Here was a nice bat. Here was a bicycle. Here were other toys, untouched. Because they belong to those kids. They belong to those kids. They didn't possess them. They didn't own them, but they were theirs. They belong to the family, of course. Now the father's going to say, you got to take better care of your toys. Somebody's going to steal them. Bam! The thought is put into mind. The seed is planted. The boys start worrying about their toys. The girls start worrying about their dolls and things like that. And lo and behold, their stuff gets stolen. It's true, they might be a little careless, but if they're careless and they own it, they're not a problem. If they're careless and they think somebody's going to steal it, then that's a problem. Divine wisdom in me guides me in all areas of my life. If we would follow the innocence and the wisdom of children, we would not be concerned in the slightest. We would always know the right thing to do. We'd always do the right thing. Now, how does that go along with our spiritual life? We say, I want to be spiritually illumined. I want to be spiritually healed. I want to be spiritually alive. I want to be spiritually abundant in every way. Yeah. And what happens? You are not. No. Another guy comes along. He doesn't care what. He is just having himself a good time. He's having himself a good time. He's having a good time. Being himself and having fun. Now, what is being himself? It's doing things that bring him pleasure. You say, well, naughty things? No, not naughty things. Naughty things don't bring you pleasure. You know that. They may bring you gratification for a moment, but then afterwards you feel very bad about it. This is the way that principle works. Now, we don't want that. We don't want that in our life. So when we walk our spiritual path, we do it just naturally. We do it with love. We do it with a care, with a joy. We don't say, I gotta be healed, I gotta understand, I want to follow all the gurus and all the teachers in the world. Well, all the gurus and all the teachers in the world can be dumped. We can send them off to Mars. And the world will probably be a more beautiful world because they're gone. We send these brilliant beings, these illumined beings to Mars, to somewhere else. And the world is better because they're gone. That doesn't sound right. That sounds entirely wrong. What are you shaking your head yes for? That sounds wrong, but it's not. When the world must look to themselves for their spiritual path, they find it more quickly, more wonderfully, and more positively than when they have all the teachers in the world to guide them and show them the way. Because when you have to look within, divine wisdom in me guides me in all my affairs. When we have to look within, we get the best teacher in the world. And when we look to that teacher doesn't say anything to us. It just makes us feel good when we are warm, and it makes us feel not so good when we're cold, when we're going the wrong direction. Now, what direction are you going? What direction are you going? Are you following a guru? Are you following a master? Are you following a teacher? Or are you following yourself? Now, the teacher may open doors for you, illumine your mind, but you got to do it for yourself. That's why the saying is, you have to do it for yourself. And if you're ready to do it for yourself, wow, miracles happen. But if you're not ready to do it for yourself, it's better without a teacher, because at least you won't go backwards. Without a guru or a teacher, you're always going to go forward, because you're not going to hurt yourself. But the guru or the teacher is going to say, you're going to hell if you don't do this, here it comes. You know, isn't that what they say sometimes? And isn't that sad? We didn't even have the idea in our head of a hell. We didn't have the idea in our head of a heaven. We just were happy. Think on these things. Mm-hmm. Think on these things. Divine wisdom in me, guides me in all my affairs. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Really fantastic. Okay, my loves. Divine wisdom in me guides me in all my affairs. Accept that and enjoy it now. I love you.